Are we on the precipice of war? Are we getting ready to fall off the financial cliff? Those have been the questions that I've been getting asked all week long. My answer is yes to all. Yes, war is coming. And yes, financial collapse is getting ready to break. This is Sunday, March 16th, 2014, and I am Fox 519 back with you and bring you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is I Am the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Things are a real mess, huh? Well, we have a missing 777 that could be a flying nuke or EMP, and we now have Russia getting ready to kick off World War III, and on top of that, they're trying to collapse the dollar. Something very big is close at hand, my fellow readouters, and I hope you're paying close attention. This week, the alternative economists of the world spoke out about what's coming at us in an article at MarketWatch.com. Well, it wasn't so much an article, but a listing of what the heralds of financial honesty are actually really saying. Here's what they're telling us. Gary Schilling, 42% decline in S&P. In January, Schilling saw S&P 500 operating earnings and the S&P 500 index drop to 800, a 42% decline. Here's another one. Bill Gross, the credit supernova is dead ahead. In February, Gross warned of a credit supernova. His company PIMCO sees $2 trillion at risk if the Fed's cheap money explodes, bringing down the economy. Nouriel, Rubini, global collapse, prepare for the perfect storm. Rubini was on Slate saying sooner or later another ugly fight over debt will take place. If that would happen, it would be enough to stall the global economy and tip it into recession. Investmentnews.com, bond crash coming, tick, tick, boom. Their readers are 90,000 financial investors who really trust iNews' forecast, and iNews projected this warning. Millions of investors have no idea what's about to happen. David Stockman, get out of the market now and hide in cash. Stop the Fed from micromanaging the economy, Stockman said in March. No more cheap money, debt buybacks, investing in private companies. Get out of the market and hide in cash. Charlie Ellis, his advice to long-term investors, don't buy bonds. Ellis said this, the best advice I would give to long-term investors is today, don't buy bonds, and if you own them, move out of them. Finally this, the Federal Reserve Board, unsustainable bubble in stocks and bonds. The Fed's Advisory Council said in May last year, members expressed strong concern over the Fed's low interest rate policies and its bond purchasing program, which they said could trigger unmanageable inflation and an unsustainable bubble. Now finally, you have Fox 519's take on everything. Get out of the bond market now. If you have any stock that are tied to bonds, liquidate them Monday and revert to cash and hard tangible assets soon. Make sure gold, silver, and, quote, lead, if you know what I mean, plenty of food and fuel are in your plans. These guys I'm quoting are not stupid. These guys know exactly what they're doing and saying, and they know the time of financial collapse is close at hand. You need to make yourself ready, and here's why in this next story. From the Kremlin, if the U.S. tries to hurt Russia's economy, Russia will target the dollar. This week, in retaliation to her president's executive order and the ECB's threatening the use of sanctions against Russia, Alexei Yulakev, Russia's Minister of Economic Development, who is also the former deputy chairman of the Russian Central Bank, was interviewed on The Voice of Russia and said the following about Russia's future of using the dollar as their reserve currency. We need to drop the dollar, sell U.S. treasuries, encourage Russian companies to default on their dollar-denominated debts, and to create an alternative currency system with the BRICS and hydrocarbon producers like Venezuela and Iran. Now, inside sources from the Kremlin were quoted as saying that Yulakev did not speak for the Russian Federation, but again, he's part of Dmitry Medvedev's cabinet. Of course he was speaking for the Russian Federation. And guess what? Russia has already begun their flight away from the dollar, because as of Friday, there was $104 billion in U.S. treasuries that were sold. That is a massive number. It brought the debt held by the world down to $2.86 trillion. Now, the Russians said it wasn't them, but come on, really? Our president signs an executive order, John Kerry gives Russia till Monday to back off, and $104 billion in treasuries just get sold? Nobody's buying that line of garbage, Russia. And guess what? Did you hear it anywhere in all alternative media? Folks, the warning shots are being fired. The troops are lining up for battle. You've got to pay attention and get ready. You know, as I was writing my notes up earlier for Eye on the Economy tonight, I got a serious case of the shivers thinking about what is going to take place, which leads me to my week's advice for you. This week, you need to get your fuel stores built up. With both events I mentioned earlier, fuel prices could rapidly go up and cause some serious financial harm. Fuel is one of the first items to disappear. So will your cash. I finally liquidated all my bank holdings this week and placed them in hard assets like silver, more ammo, food, and fuel. Lots of fuel. You need to also make sure that any errands involved with services that could be impacted by a severe economic downturn are taken care of this week. Get to the grocery store. Fuel up your cars. Get that tire fixed or the engine fixed by the mechanic. Put up the gates at your property. Get all this taken care of this week. You may not have enough time. Thanks again for listening this week. Sorry I don't have better news for you and I ran a little long. But for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. May God bless and protect you this week.